Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In our gospel reading today, Isaiah the prophet is quoted by St. Matthew. You see, hundreds of years before Christ was born, Isaiah, living in a dark time of tyranny, cruelty, he foretold the coming of a great light. He wrote, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has dawned." Isaiah 9:2. You know, last week we celebrated Theophany, which is from the Greek word meaning appearance of God. Now, several times during the Old Testament, God revealed himself to specific people, you know, like with Abraham, Moses, Job, and others. When John baptized Jesus in the Jordan, we have perhaps the greatest revelation that God has made to man. He was revealed in a very important way. For at that event, the fullness of the Holy Trinity was manifested. You have the voice of the Father that is heard, declaring that Christ was his beloved Son, in whom he was well pleased. And then the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, comes down. The Son of God is baptized, God the Father speaks, and the Holy Spirit descends. The Trinity in action. A great light now has dawned, and God is revealing more about himself to mankind. And a response to this great revelation is also made known. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now let's look a little closer at these events. John the Baptist had appeared in the wilderness, which too was prophesied by Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." This is what John the Baptist did. And what did his voice cry out? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Then Jesus comes to John the Baptist to be baptized, and at first John was reluctant to do so, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you're coming to me." And Jesus told him that, "Permit it to me now, for it is fitting so as to fulfill all righteousness." This is what was to be. And Jesus is baptized by John, and then this great mystery of the Holy Trinity is clearly revealed. And this begins the public ministry of Jesus. This begins the public showing of who he truly is. And it's interesting that right after this, though, Jesus doesn't immediately go out to speak to others. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by Satan. Satan ultimately leaves him because he was unable to successfully tempt Jesus. Jesus hears now that John has been put into prison. He departs to go to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he comes to dwell in Capernaum, which is by the sea. And this is what we hear in our gospel reading today, in this prophet from Isaiah, and its fulfillment. So now we're at the time, the first time, that Jesus begins to speak publicly after his baptism. And what does he say? What does he say? The first words, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It's obvious from John the Baptist and to Jesus' first words of teaching and preaching here publicly that repentance must be important. Repentance, this must be a good thing. And sometimes we miss how good a thing repentance truly is. To some, it may seem like a threat. You've heard the phrases, "Repent or you'll go to hell," or "Repent, the end of the world is near." And there's a certain aspect of a healthy fear that we should have. But that was not the essence of this message. And I'll discuss a little bit more about the healthy fear. These were not the words of John the Baptist or of Jesus. What did they say? They spoke of repentance because the kingdom of God was at hand. The kingdom of God was at hand. A light is shining forth now in the darkness. You know, if you're in a dark place, it can be kind of unnerving. Downright scary, actually, if there's no light around. You know, you go into a cavern and they turn the lights out and you can't see a thing, you know, that sort of thing. You don't know which way to turn. You can strain your eyes as hard as you can to see light, to find your way, and you can't see a thing. But then if you do see a light, it doesn't take much. You see just a little bit of light, you're relieved. Just this relief comes over you. You're no longer in total darkness. Now you can see how to get out of this darkness. You can see which way to go. You see, light is not a threat. In fact, it's a beacon. It's a beacon to us. The kingdom of God being at hand is a beacon of light to a fallen world. And the tool we have to get closer to that light is repentance. It's funny how Satan will try and turn a good thing into a fearful thing. Repentance is not just a good thing, it's a great thing. It's how we rid ourselves of things that could drag us further back into darkness. The healthy aspect of fear is fear of darkness. That's where our fear needs to lie. Not of light. The light is the love of God that calls to us where we are to head. Think how scary it is if you've been in darkness, you see the light now, and you start to move towards it. But things are grabbing at you, pulling at you, trying to pull you back into the darkness. That's pretty scary. That's something to be afraid of. Repentance is how we move closer to the light that is our salvation from the darkness. As we come closer to the light, perhaps that light does reveal some more things that we need to repent of. But that's a good thing. Since it means we can get rid of something else that might be trying to drag us back into darkness. Knowing that the kingdom of God is at hand, that it is so near to us, can be of great comfort. You know, when it seems hard to give up something, perhaps that is not godly, we need to turn and look at the light that we have ahead of us. Look what's beckoning to us. The kingdom of God itself. That beacon of light, that is our hope. Not anything of this world. Encouraging us to leave behind that which is not good. Things that could carry us away from the light into darkness. And so what do? We repent. That's the gift we have. We can repent of that. We choose to leave behind the sin that could so easily entangle us. That's what can pull us back. Jesus said, I have come as light into the world, that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Probably no other word describes the Son of God so accurately as this word, light. He comes as a light to those who sit in the darkness of despair. He brings the light of peace. He brings the light of meaning into our lives. He brings the light of the love of God to us. And repentance is a key way we keep our light shining. By living a godly life, we ourselves become lights. We are beacons shining out to the dark world, calling others to repentance and to come into the kingdom of heaven. Now, do we stumble at times? Certainly we do. And if we do not repent when we stumble, our light can go out. Again, that's why it's such a great gift for us to have and keep a soft heart, a repentant heart. Now, the forces of evil, they're constantly trying to put out any lights that draw others to the kingdom of heaven. Satan tries to use fear, even fear of repentance perhaps, when it is such a good thing for us. Embrace this wonderful tool that God has given to us, repentance. Turning away from that which would take us away from God. When Christ, the light, came into the world, guess what? Satan tried to put that out, didn't he? Right after Jesus was baptized, as I said, Satan tried to extinguish that light right then. But he was unsuccessful. Even when Christ was crucified, that light did not go out. God is light and you cannot extinguish it. He rose from the dead. Christ rose from the dead. His light shines today, proclaiming to all that he is the light of our world. And Jesus said, "He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." God's desire is for all to come to that light and stay in that light through repentance. For thankfully, the kingdom of God is at hand. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.